Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, you know, I've been to Portugal several times, and I always make it a point to get down to Alentejo in the southeast. And I have been so impressed by them as a wine region. Very, very forward-thinking, very dynamic. Lots of leadership coming out from that area. And it's setting the pace for the rest of Portuguese wines.
I think you're completely correct. There's a gentleman by the name of Rui Reginga. That's a tough one to say, but he is one of Portugal's most distinguished winemakers, having garnered many accolades and awards. And among them, he was elected the best winemaker in 2009 by Vinhos Magazine, which is a Portuguese publication. So the guy is the real deal. I tried a couple of his wines. He's got two projects. One is called Intensus and one is called Terrenus. And these are white and red blends. There's two wines under each label. And they're all produced in the Alentejo region, which is just, as you mentioned, south of Lisbon. The primary, a little more eastern, but the primary difference between the two is that the Intensus wines will be slightly lighter in style due to young vines, whereas the Terrenus project features old vines and more wood. So I found all four of these to be extremely good, and as you will see, terrific, terrific values. First, the Intensus Reserva White from 2022 and the Intensus Red from 2021. The white is a blend, and you know these grapes better than I do, so if I mispronounce them, please correct me. The white is a blend of Arinto and Antão Vaz. Did I get it right?
Yep, close enough for me.
Right. Those are the two primary grapes. It's totally fermented and aged in stainless steel. It's very fresh, aromatics, citrus and white flowers, subtle minerality and citrus in the finish, approachable and enjoyable, especially at $13.99 a bottle.
Wow, yeah, really nice.
It's really good. The red is a blend of Aragonés, Trincadeira, and Alicante Boucher.
Alicante Boucher is a specialty of that region.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Stainless steel fermentation, and then it's matured for 8 months in used French barrels. The result is a juicy red wine with layers of red fruits, cherries, plums, berries, medium to full-bodied, and supple tannins. Just a good hedonistic pleasure at, wait for it, $16.
Oh, good, nice.
Deal. Yeah, I thought so too. The two Terrenus wines, again, both blends of native Portuguese grapes, are similar, but with just a bit more depth. The 2021 Terrenus White is a blend of several varietals with Arinto and Fernão, I think that's how you pronounce that one, the most dominant. Stainless steel fermentation, but then the wine is racked to new French oak barrels for 8 months. The wine is from old vines with an average age of about 40 years. The wine is elegant, aromatic, juicy citrus fruit with a hint of oak and toast, lively and fresh with a nice long finish between the old vines and a touch of the oak. It is just a step up from the Intensus. Still a great value at $19.99.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And finally, the Terrenus 2018 Red Blend. All old vines, Aragonés, Trincadeira, and Alicante Boucher, again, fermented in the cement squares.
Right.
And then aged in French oak for 12 months. Deeply garnet wine, concentrated, solid, $18.99.
Those are, I got to point out, Hugh, those are really good grapes. And that's a really good region. So this guy's giving us some good bargains.
Yep. I continue to be super pleased with the values that are coming out of Portugal these days. Rui Reginga is the real deal. These were all good. But for sheer value, the old vine Terrenus Red is just too good to pass up.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.